Hello, Governor. My name is Belle.
My name is Vivian. And this is
Higher Thoughts.
I can't do that.
I can't do the whole episode like that.
Did you call me off guard? I was like, what? We're recording?
we're gonna keep that in.
Oh, God. No. Let's just do a redo.
For real. Yeah, hey, what's up, guys? How y'all be?
How y'all be after this past Sunday?
What happened this Sunday?
House of Dragons.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. I am trauma. Dude, don't even start. I'm gonna start crying.
I have to because, bitch, this is not right.
No.
How are you gonna wait 2 years? You're gonna make us wait 2 years?
You know, I'm not even mad about that because I can rewatch House of the Dragon like every single day until that fucking.
I don't know. That shit makes me feel some type of way. But
Lucerys Velaryon.
Velaryon. I don't know. Sorry.
Lucerys Velaryon. Rest in peace, baby.
And Arax, baby,
dragon.
Dude.
He was fighting for his life. He was scared.
He was scared.
He was like, Luke, I don't like this.
Bitch,
Luke,
stop.
He pulled a Peter Parker. Oh. He said, Luke, I don't feel good.
Oh, you ain't shit.
Bitch, I'm going to start crying.
No.
See, no, Mima Vhagar, she need a chill. Fucking PTSD-ass dragon. No,
what I want is for that bitch,
I'm gonna shed a tear right now.
The one who lost her mom, what's her name? Bela, is it? Bela?
Reyna?
Reyna, is it?
Bela and Reyna are the twins.
Oh, no, yes, but who's the one that lost her mom and her fucking fiance? What's her name? The sister. What's
her name? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so.
Her name. Like, who is that?
Reyna.
Okay, Reyna. I want.
Bitch, what do you mean?
You're confusing me.
Wait. The one who lost her.
Look, I just want her to get revenge for her mom and her fiance. Because Aemon took both of them.
Oh.
In one season.
Bitch, that's Reyna.
Yeah,
Reyna.
Exactly.
Reyna is the one that stays with Rhaenyra. And then Bela is the one that is at the. Is in Driftmark with the grandma.
Oh. Okay.
With the blue dress. I don't know if you remember. But yeah.
I'm bitch, bad with names.
But poor. I hope that little girl gets fucking revenge
on him. I need to see it.
But I like feel bad for him, like low key, like okay. Even though that was her mother's dragon, she should have claimed it as soon as she was able to. You know what I mean? It's not property where you can just fucking like. It's not like Pamelia. Like, I'm just not gonna. I'm gonna die, and you're just, you know, like, whoever takes her. It's not property. I'm not gonna be like, hey, Vivian, when I die, you can keep my cat. Like, no, it's a whole ass living property. You have to fucking take it. It's you just can't hand it down to people, you know? So, if she wanted the dragon, she should have claimed it. And, you know, it's you know, fair game with Aemon, you know? Mm. He's the one that did
You're
it,
not
but
wrong,
he didn't
but...
have to lose an eye for it. I don't think so. I don't think deserved to lose an eye, but
no, I think so.
He definitely got his ass beat, and that's what he deserves. No, but I did feel bad when he like when Vhagar chomped that motherfucker up because he just wanted it was basically an eye for an eye. He wanted Luke's eye, and his dumbass shouldn't have gotten Vhagar because.
Yeah.
That bitch is a war dragon.
Yeah,
she probably thinks that she's going after fucking someone from Dorne. Like, she's like, Visenya, we got Dorne again. I don't know. But rip, RIP to baby Luke and baby Arax.
And fucking Rhaenyra, too. I want her. Just to just fuck shit up at this point. You took my son. You took my son's dragon.
Like, you took my heir to the throne.
Thank you.
Like,
just fuck shit up. Just fuck shit up.
I mean, not the heir to the throne. You took my right to the throne. You're planning to kill me and all this shit. You've constantly fucking...
She a dirty bitch. That's crazy.
...called my sons illegitimate, even though they kind of are, but... You know, that's Laenor's responsibility.
Right.
He said he was going to raise him as his own, so those are his kids. Adoption is real, guys.
Adoption is real. I mean, I got a cat from adoption.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Anyways, guys, I forgot to say, we are smoking Brass Monkey. I remembered what the name was. After like two episodes.
I'm fucking dead.
Yeah, so we smoking that good Brass Monkey.
Yeah, yeah. Out of a bong. Bell's bong. Bell's broken bong.
My broken clean bong. It's clean, though.
So definitely. It doesn't make up for that it's broken.
Yes, it does, because it doesn't taste like it used to.
That's
how great you
Right.
No, but I cannot wait. I cannot wait until Rhaenyra gets her fucking revenge on Aemon. And I think Aemon and Helaena, like, I think they had kids. Because you know how Aegon is married to Helaena?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Otto was like, hey, where's your father? Where's Aegon? And Helena's like, he's not here. And
Then
she like looks down. Well, when Allison turns to Otto and she's like, father, but he walks out the door, the kids start saying, Aemon, Aemon, Aemon.
Hmm.
Like, and then that's when the wet nurse, whatever the fuck she is, grabbed the kids and walked out. And then when she was walking out, Allison was like staring at the kids as they were walking out, mm-hmm. like just staring them down. And I don't know, I think Aemon fucked his sister. I mean, they all do.
Oh god. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, that's not surprising.
I think those kids are Aemon's and not Aegon's. Is the point is I'm trying to make. We all know incest is in this family.
Not our family, but that.
Oh
family.
Yeah, the Targaryens.
Anyways, Belle, we got a little off topic there for a little bit.
Yeah, we did.
But you know what? It's okay. People like to hear us gossip, so let's talk about gossip, guys. Just kidding.
I don't really got gossip, to be honest with y'all. But I have a couple.
Couple of what?
Do we want to do thoughts of the day or
what? Thoughts?
I said thought. I said thought of the day. Oh. Leviosa, not Leviosa. Anyways.
Okay, thought of the day. Sorry, you guys probably just heard, like, the papers flipping, like, right in front of you. Sorry.
What's a good one? If you were on stage and the whole world is your audience, what's one thing you tell them about?
What the fuck? What?
You heard me. Oh, I'm just kidding. I said if the whole world was your stage.
Okay.
Or your audience. I mean.
What?
If you were on stage and the whole world was your audience, what is, like, one thing you'd let them know?
Kill John Lennon. I'm just kidding.
Bitch. the whole world.
No, I'm just kidding, guys. I love John Lennon.
She said, I kill John Lennon.
No, like, kill John Lennon. Anyways. Money isn't everything.
That's it? That's all you say?
Yep. How much I fucking don't like money. Like, to me, I think money is fucking nothing. Like, you're buying all this fucking material shit when... you know, say something were to happen. And I'm not saying, like, I'm not materialistic. But if I had a choice to whether just, like, listen to music or even nothing at all, like, I'm fine with that. You know what I mean? So, like, wait, where am I going with
where,
this?
Where are you going with this, bitch? Excuse me. Like,
hold on.
What does this have to do with music?
And money.
Bitch, hold on.
Let me go with
my answer.
I had a point to this.
Hold on, let's find it. Let's get it. Let's unpack this, Vivian.
Oh my god. Bitch, I'm fucking high.
I just thought that fast.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, we're barely on our second bowl.
Aw.
What?
Okay, money isn't everything, bitch, is what I was saying. Like, but money is nothing. That's it. Like, I don't care for money. Like, money isn't everything. That's it. That's what I was getting to.
Okay.
I think. Sorry, guys.
We're just going to disregard that other comment she made.
Edit it out.
No, just kidding. No, I would be like, pick up your shit.
Oh.
Don't fucking litter.
Oh.
And if you litter, I'll kill you right now. fuck it. I don't know. Slaughter them. No, I'm just kidding.
You should be like, duck caddies. And this little dragon just.
Tracaris. Nuha brosi dai nerds. Sargerianisa.
This bitch downloaded, was a Duolingo, and now she thinks she can speak Valerian. High Valerian.
I can't speak High Valerian, bitch.
Okay.
Nuha brosi dai nerds. Sargerianisa.
The two, the, what is it? There's that one, and there's another one.
Nuha kirinerinya.
Yeah. Those are the only two that she knows.
Nuha kirine.
Hear it all day.
Rinya. Rinye. Rinye? Rinye. I don't know. Rina. I think it's Rinya.
I'm fucking dead.
That means my name is Daenerys Targaryen, and the other one was my happy girl. I said to Pamelia, ever since I learned it, I'm like, Nuha kirine rinya. I'm like, aww. She's never heard of this. She's never heard these words come out of my mouth before. Not even like my right. happy girl in general and like in English. She's like, what the fuck are you saying to me?
She's like, I don't know. I just know thought things.
I'm fucking dead. No.
I just know how to shake my ass and not survive in the wild.
And period. That's all you need to know, bitch. You depend on me. I'm your sole provider.
There you go.
I'm my own man, bitch. I'm the provider, huh? No, but for real, what I would say would be like, everyone, don't cause wars. Mm. Like, no wars. Because I don't want BTS to die. Because they're getting enlisted in a couple years.
Or right.
like in these next few years. And if we have war and something happens to those boys, I'll kill myself.
Bitch. And she really would too.
Let's work on world peace for at least 4 years, like at maximum, like one presidency okay. term.
Right.
Let's work on world peace so that by the time BTS gets out of their service, they'll be safe. And then continue on the world violence.
After that, you guys are free to do as you please.
Yes, run your country how you want. I mean, with rights to women and all that good stuff, but that's a different topic.
Yep.
We're not gonna get into the revolution that's happening in Iran, but not the point. Okay, maybe we are gonna get a little bit into
what's going on.
But I saw a TikTok. The Republic of Iranian, like, something or whatever has been controlling, like, it's been in control for, like, 42 years, mm-hmm. I think. But this regime or whatever is fucking, like, mean to women. Like, recently, like, they've killed multiple women for protesting about wearing the hijab.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Even just having your hair down, like, in the protest, they killed a 17-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 22-year-old.
What the fuck?
And, you know, just, you know, regular men, the fucking police, just shooting people, shooting women that have their hair shown. And, you know, at first it was a protest, but now, like, they're saying it's a revolution. And, you know, I'll try to link the TikTok to the Instagram or something. But we need to help support our Iranian women.
Damn.
Because that's fucked up. I mean, women deserve fucking rights.
Like, I've seen a TikTok of them burning their hijabs. I seen that one, but I didn't say anything after that.
Yeah, like, a bunch of women on TikTok have been, like, shaving their heads in support of the Iranian women.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, it's a big thing. Like, I don't know. Just fucking high schoolers getting killed for having their hair down is just wild to me. Like, women not being able to fucking just live the life they want in that kind of, like,
yeah.
I don't know. We're all humans. We all deserve the same fucking rights. Same bodily autonomy, same freedom of speech, same everything, same.
Same.
Except for those douchebags.
But different. But still same.
I fucking hate this bitch. Anyways. Not stuck in the mood, but stay aware, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If this podcast didn't teach you nothing, it's to stay aware.
Yep.
and to be hype.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. Okay, so thought of the day, you said, because we got fucking...
Oh, yeah, but I already said, like, no wars.
Yeah, there you go.
So what's your thought of the day?
Oh, okay. If you bake a cake, why don't you just cook cookies?
You can cook cookies.
What?
Yeah, just get a comal and put it on the fucking thing and just let the cookies...
Don't fuck with me. I'll fucking bite.
Bitch, you. I bet you fucking can do that. I mean, if you can bake... You said bake a cake?
Yeah, you can bake a cake. Like, why not? Why don't you, like, cook cookies?
I'm pretty sure you can cook a cake, too.
But I don't think it would be, like, the same thing.
It's still getting cooked? It would still be edible.
I mean, it would be, like, longer. Thin. Yeah, see? It'll take longer.
I mean, if people in Arizona can put a fucking cookie sheet in their fucking car and, like,
because it's hot in there.
In the car... And it's anything's possible. If they could fry an egg on the sidewalk, Vivian, I'm pretty sure you could fucking bake cookies. I mean, cook cookies.
Hey, it was just a thought, man. I was just like, bake cake. And I was like, I fucking cook cookies. And I was like, fuck yeah.
You're a fucking idiot.
How dare you.
Okay. Would you rather be a hunter or a gatherer?
Damn.
In the prehistoric times before...
Prehistoric? Oh, bitch, I'm going alone.
Not prehistoric, but like ancient civilization type shit before we settled down and became civilized communities.
Ew. A hunter or a gatherer? Damn.
Fuck that, I'd be a gatherer. I'd be a gatherer now. Shit, let me stay home and gather all the groceries and cook all the food and sell all the clothes.
Oh, yeah. You're not wrong.
I'll let the men hunt. That's all the hard work. And I have no aim. I got no aim whatsoever. Yeah. Well, when I did go to Texas, I did shoot a couple things.
I mean, you have good aim when you throw your shoe at friggin' Pomelia.
Vivian, I do not throw my shoe at Pomelia.
To scare her, bitch.
We don't talk about that. No, just
I'm like, what? No,
but I do throw shoes at her. I'm a Hispanic mom.
Did she, like, you know how, like, those TikToks where they throw and they throw out their foot and they catch it with their hand? That's literally her. That's Belle. Straight up.
Yeah, I literally kick that shit, catch it, and fucking.
Oh my god, never misses. It always hits her butt, too.
It always hits her butt. Funny. And it's funny because she just, like, tucks her butt in. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, I mean, it's a slipper. I don't think it's fucking hard.
No,
it's always different if it's a fucking, like.
All right, bitch, we're fighting.
Like a flip flop, like a hard flip flop. But it's always
a flip flop wouldn't even hurt.
A hard flip flop.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. Well, no, that clack, clack, clack. Clack, clack, clack. Those fucking quickly clack.
The actual flip flops.
Yeah, like
the. But yeah, I would be a fucking gatherer. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I would be a gatherer too. Look, I just woke
honestly
up.
I probably wouldn't even survive. If we're being real. I'm fucking dead.
That's funny.
I think I have. Oh no, I already did that one. No, yeah, I think I'm done. I think. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm high. Do you have any more of? Thoughts of the day.
There was one. Oh my god, sorry. So like an apocalypse with like zombies and shit. So say we get say we get high, and a zombie eats us. Are we considered edibles?
Oh fuck!
Like, you know what I mean?
I think so.
Just
wait,
monkey.
Would that zombie be high though?
That's what I'm saying. Like, are we considered edibles? Like,
I mean, if the zombie is like conscious enough to like knows then the know to know like it has to kill human to eat, then I think it's conscious enough to feel high. But then it might gain consciousness.
Oh, bitch, fucking. So sorry.
This dog is just scaring the fuck out of Vivian. She's not doing nothing.
She's walking in a circle. Anyways, I'm just saying, like.
I mean, according to evolution, if the fucking monkeys didn't get high, we wouldn't be here. Because, you know,
oh yeah,
true, the monkeys, it's called the stone ape theory. That was actually the conspiracy theory I was gonna get into in this episode. Ooh. But I didn't want to research. But if you guys are interested in that theory, I will dive in and talk about it in the next one. But yeah, so basically run down, like, the monkeys tried psychedelics like mushrooms and shit, like the purest mushrooms.
Ew.
That's how they gain consciousness, and that's how we evolve. Oh. Supposedly, but you know. Hey, I'll look into it if y'all want me to check it out.
Whatever, fucked it up. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're considered edible, guys.
Yeah. We are edible. Well, yeah, because our meat is infused.
Oh, Uber. Yeah, heavily.
Heavily. that's all I have for thought of the day.
Okay. What was it? So we did ask you guys to ask us anything, and we did get one question. That's what I wanted to talk about. Where's my phone? We did get one question.
I think we got two questions.
Oh, two questions. Excuse me. We have two questions, and let's see who said it, because I got to go scroll through TikTok. Oh, my Lord. It's gone.
I'm fucking dead.
Oh, and it's, yep, right. I'm looking at the wrong one.
If you hear water sloshing in the background, it's because of our dog. She's drinking a lot of water. I think she is contact high, so she might be con mouth. we do not condone getting your pets high, but no. If they are around you, then so be it.
Okay, so it was Marcella who asked,
oh shit,
or said, thoughts on teen smoking.
Our thoughts on teen smoking?
Yeah.
Well, since we know Marcella and she's like our fucking cousin, yes. I would say, no drugs, Marcella. But you know,
see, I can't sit here and be a hypocrite, because I started smoking, like, what, 14, 13?
Honestly, just
12, sorry,
don't
not,
give 14. In. My thoughts are, don't give in to peer pressure, because you don't know what's in that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they're trying to peer pressure you into doing.
What their intentions are.
Yeah, what their intentions are. Yeah.
Peer pressure. Sorry, guys. I've been having
What was
like
I saying? Pure pressure? Peer pressure. Don't give into it. If they're like constantly like, just hit it. Don't fucking hit it, because you don't know what's in there that they're making you, that they want you so bad to hit it.
Exactly.
Second, I don't know. Like, don't do it because you want to be cool.
Yeah. Don't do it just to show off, and then, like, you know, you smoke too much, or I don't know, yeah, you pass out and some shit, like.
I don't know. Well, why did I start doing it? Honestly, because everybody else was doing it. And my friend was like, I have weed, let's smoke. And I was like, sure, I never done it before.
I think I smelled it on Alyssa once, I think. And then I was just like, well, you know, whatever. And then that's when I went to the mall with my friends. And they're like, who was it? One of them was just like, oh, I have like some weed. You guys want to smoke? And I was like, oh, yeah. And we were playing hide and go seek at the mall.
That day.
That show was fun. But anyways, not the point. Don't, like Belle said, like, don't do it to be cool or anything. If you want to do it, go for it. Explore. But
I don't want to sit here and say, go and do drugs a teenager. But I also don't want to say, don't do drugs, because I've done drugs when I was a teenager.
Do the smart thing is all I'm saying.
Yeah. In your situation, do the smart thing. If you know you're gonna get caught, and if you know, like, you're gonna fucking smell like that shit, and you don't know how to fucking, like, disperse that or dispense that smell, whatever the fuck,
mask it or something.
Yeah. Then don't do it. If you have a feeling that you are gonna get caught, don't do it. Your intentions. It's a gut feeling.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, if you feel that, don't do it.
Yes. That's my thoughts on teen smoking.
Yeah.
Do the smart thing, right thing.
Make sure you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that goes in part with peer pressure, but I don't know. Just
Do the
just
right.
Just don't ask me if you can smoke, Marcella, because I'm going to tell you no.
Yeah, same. Sorry, homegirl.
But I also don't want you to go out there and fucking grab weed from anyone. So
yeah, that's true.
I guess if you do want to smoke,
do the right thing.
Just do the right thing. I'm not going to tell you to do it, and then I'm not going to tell you to not do it.
Just no.
Just do the right thing. Anyways, next question before I get myself in trouble.
Right, Val, just shut up.
I'm fucking gonna catch a case.
I do not own the rights to her.
This bitch.
No, I'm just kidding. No, actually,
this is jokes for lawful purposes.
Right. Okay. Nightshade said shrooms. How are we feeling about them?
Shrooms.
Because he likes them.
Oh, how old are you for you to be like no? No, I'm just kidding. Don't even look. Don't even say it.
Right.
Shrooms. I say hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I mean,
hell yeah.
It's the taste for me. I did it once and I was just like, ugh. Like, I couldn't do
yeah,
it. And then
it
we watched.
The
we watched. Oh, my God. We watched.
She didn't even do anything. How'd you get scared, bitch?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
anyways. What do you call it? I fucking lost my train of thought. She scared me.
What the hell? You were saying.
Oh, yeah. It's the taste. I couldn't do it. I was watching Land of the Lost. And, like, I have a fucking phobia of those little. Yeah.
Anyway.
The whole,
yeah.
Anyways. I have a phobia of that. So, when I was watching the part of the reptilians where they come out, all I seen was just big old fucking holes on their back and on tiny little holes on their face.
Ew.
Yeah, sorry. That's all I saw, dude, when I did shrooms. Since then, I can't do it. And I didn't like it because, like, I mean, acid makes you feel, like, really antsy, but, like, this made me feel, like, fucking antsy as fuck for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it made me feel more antsier than I did when I would take acid, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like,
yeah, I wanna do shrooms by myself to see how much I can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because for when I did it the last time, which was back in 2020 with everybody, you know, certain people were having bad trips, and then, like, I don't know, it was just kind of off vibe, like,
yeah,
off vibes. And yeah, I don't know, but I want to try to do it alone, and then maybe I'll be comfortable enough to try and do shrooms in EDC, because I feel so scared to do it in public, because I'm not totally in control of my body, and I don't want someone to be taking advantage of me while
exactly.
I'm like that. So
exactly,
that's
yeah.
my thoughts on that. Acid
for
too,
sure.
You know, acid too.
Oh, bitch, I fucking love acid. I love acid.
Well, when I tried acid, it didn't affect me, so I was like, I don't know if I want to try it again. Like,
and then it
fucking,
I mean,
hits me harder, and I'm like scared as fuck and like
but
having
see,
a bad trip.
Nah, dude, you just gotta like chill and like just peace, man.
I hate you.
Just kidding. No, but for real, I fucking love that shit. That shit makes me feel good. It feels like the trees are talking to me. They're like all wavy and shit. And then you actually see like it's the planet that's moving too, which was freakier. I was like,
you know, it's not the, well, we are moving,
obviously.
But we're like also falling.
Yes. And that is very scary.
Yeah. I seen like, it said like what we think our universe is, and it's like all the planets are
yeah.
revolving around the sun, like just regular, like the sun is still and the only thing you're moving is the planets. But and then it said like in reality what we're doing in the universe, and it's like fucking falling.
Yeah.
And the planets are like falling but around the sun. I'm like, how do we not feel that we're falling? That is fucking scary.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know, someone mentioned,
I understand the universe is infinite, but what if we just crash somewhere? That's scary.
Stop.
Like, we're just here, and then we wouldn't, like, if something happened to the sun, we wouldn't know about for like 8 minutes. Yeah.
What?
It takes 8 minutes for the sun's rays to hit Earth.
Oh,
so if
Lord.
Something happens to the sun, we wouldn't know for 8 minutes.
Oh,
yes,
fuck,
bitch.
Oh,
we would still
no.
be
we're
getting
fighting.
We would still get the last ray, and then it would be like dark, and then we would all fucking die because everything needs the fucking sun.
Oh my god, that is
that's
scary.
Scary, huh? like, imagine you're just, like, living life one day, just walking down the street, and it's complete fucking dark, like, someone just turned off the sun, and then everyone just dies.
Like, instantly? Dies instantly?
I think, like...
Bitch, I'm scared.
I think, like, buildings start falling because...
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, so, I don't...
I'm sorry, guys. I'm probably this dumb.
I watched this YouTube called, like, the infomercial show, and it's, like, this cartoon that says, what if the sun exploded? What would happen? And then it shows, like, between, like, 100 years, like 5 years, 10 years, 100 years, okay, 500 years, and then how the whole planet would slowly fucking nurture itself if all humans died off of Earth or whatever.
I was
watching the one about the sun, and... I think it was saying like we need the sun to hold the buildings together or something. What? I don't know, but like if the sun is gone, we wouldn't know. And then when it is gone and we realize, we'd probably die like instantly.
Oh my lord! But you got scary. Me like you got me fucking shaking and shit.
Ever since I did shrooms, I started being like more awake.
Oh, girl,
to that,
same.
And more, like, interested in the universe, and I just keep psyching myself out, and I'm just like, what's the fucking point? If the world is just gonna fucking drown itself, we're gonna be, if all the ice caps melt, we're gonna be 2 miles underwater, what's the fucking point? Like, come on, like, what is the point? Why do I have to fucking go to school, get a career, and then in 2030, the fucking planet's gonna go to shit? You know how many years that is from now?
Yeah.
That's 8 years. That's 8 years. They're giving us 8 years before the Earth is actually fucking falling to shit.
That is...
But hey, let's keep mass incorporating fucking plastic bottles.
Hey, man. Always recycle. Jesus Christ.
Bruh, I don't know. That's not the point. That's what keeps me going. Like, well, that's what keeps me not want to go. If that makes sense.
Not want to go where?
Like continue true. Living.
Oh. Shrooms. Okay, but for the shroom question,
you got totally off topic.
For the shrooms question, it's all right. I mean, I wouldn't do it again though. Someone said, "Hey, man, here's some shrooms. Like, cool beans. No thanks."
No, I would do shrooms.
No, I wouldn't.
I found it easier to crush it up and then put it in whatever you're drinking and then just chug it.
Oof.
Yeah. I was doing it with wine or like you know that blue bottle that we always buy? Yeah, I was drinking that. I don't know what it's called, but I was drinking that, and then we just crumbled up a bunch and just threw it in there. And then we just chugged it. And it hit me fast, because everybody started looking like Mario characters.
I'm fucking dead. Like the Mario characters.
Yeah.
This
but
bitch.
Yeah, do you have any more listeners topics
or something? Sorry. But yeah, that was a listener's topic. Or no, it wasn't a listener's topic. It was more
it was the listener's question.
Yeah, like, if they wanted to ask this question.
I do have a couple listeners' topics.
Ooh. Let's see.
This is from my friend Cassandra. What it do, Shadi?
What it do?
She said, if someone dies in a living room, is it still a living room? And then she said, this one, I don't know why, but it reminds me of Belle. Like, she'd be the one to say some shit like this, LMAO. And I feel like she says this because after my Thea died, I said, you know, very, very, very bad jokes.
Very bad jokes.
Very bad jokes. Looks like, you guys don't understand.
It was bad.
It was bad. My mom cried.
Forever.
And only because I accidentally told her that joke. On the day she died. But, you know, I had said it to Fernando, which was my aunt's baby daddy. And then I had said it to my cousin, which is, you know, Marcella, mom. Like, her mom that had died.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So I told Marcella, she was, like, crying. But she was like, no, that's kind of funny. Like, that is funny. She would appreciate that joke. And then she told me that she was like, my mom did. Deadla is a cockroach. I was like, bitch, that's worse than what I said. But I'll tell you the joke. It said,
she said,
it's funny because Jasmine used to say that, like, in 2020, she used to say that a lot. She said, bitch, I'm dead as a cockroach.
I'm dead as a bitch.
Like, ghetto. Anyway, so the joke was, what's the difference between Jasmine and an English teacher?
Oh God, this one.
The answer is one is decently red, and the other is recently dead.
Hey, shit.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. It was a good chuckle.
No, my mom was heartbroken. She called me. She was like, "Did Bell tell you?" And I was like, "What?" No, she was just like, "Hello," and I was like, "Yeah." She was like, "How are you?" And I was like, "Okay." She was just like, "Oh, you know what Bell said to me?" I was like, "Oh God, what happened?"
I did not mean to make her cry, but you know, my tia would have loved that fucking joke.
Yeah, she would have.
She would have loved that fucking joke. I feel like she's patting me on the back right now. Like, I did love that joke. I don't know. But to Cassandra's question.
I need her to come back and make give me her recipe. That's what I need her to do.
My tia, I'm going to get a Ouija board for her. And be like, tia, what is your recipe to the chicken tortilla soup?
Oh, mm-mm. You're doing the Ouija board by yourself. I'm just going to be in my grandma's son.
Let's make
my
a car. Seance, guys.
Okay, your cat first.
No, bitch, your cat first.
She's a virgin.
Yeah, fucking Brian, no virgin. She had that.
She was made for the streets, but not anymore.
Anyways, so the answer to Cassandra's question, if someone dies in a living room, is it still a living room?
Well, once I kick her out, yes.
Once I remove the body from the premises, it's definitely still a living room.
Still a living room.
The dead body's ghost is going to be there, but you just got to...
Still a living room because we're alive. I'm living, you're not.
So I'm in the living room.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
That was a good one.
Okay.
That was a good one.
She's... She's fucking hilarious. But she said, do you believe in puff puff pass? My answer, hell yeah. Especially if you didn't put in on it, you better take your puff puff and pass it, or I'm calling your ass out. What? And I think we did touch up on this in a previous episode. But basically, like, just puff puff pass.
Oh yeah, puff puff pass, man.
You guys, like, that's stoner etiquette. Just take a couple puffs and then pass the shit. Don't
stoner etiquette, whatever number it is, because I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot what stoner etiquette this was. But mm-hmm. You definitely mentioned it.
Yes.
I think
it was the first episode.
I think it was the first episode.
Episode.
You gotta go way back, bitch. And re-listen to it. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah. Puff, puff, pass. And especially if you didn't put ins, don't be hogging the blunt and telling the story.
Just puff.
Just a quick inhale. Just like this. That's it. That's all you get if you didn't
definitely
put it in.
No, just... No, I'm just kidding. Well, I don't know.
So that's all we have for listeners' topic.
But yes.
Touching up on stoner etiquette, I do have a couple of things to say.
Oh, finally.
Oh, yeah. Let me say so because I know you've been doing the stoner etiquette. Stoner etiquette for me is when you're giving dabs to a newbie, don't be a dick that forces them to smoke more than they want. Like, if it's a person's first time doing a dab, don't be a dick and fucking load the fucking thing up with wax. Yeah. Like, you're going to either have this person waste the wax and you're going to be mad, or this person's going to end up greened out on your couch and you're going to be mad because they're throwing up. Like, be considerate of your fellow smokers. Like,
it leads back to peer
pressure. I was going to say that too.
Okay, peer pressure, guys.
It leads back to peer pressure. Don't be that person and don't be that dick that...
And it leads back to the same fucking stoner etiquette. Don't be that person.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, there it is. Don't be that person. No, that's very ugly.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that person.
We really don't. Like, just, yeah.
I have one.
Go for it.
Always respect the location you're smoking at. Car, garage, room, backyard.
Okay.
At a fucking view you don't want to be at, or like, you know, just don't. Like, as long as you're, I mean, not as long as you're smoking, but like, just don't fucking, like, what am I trying to say?
Like litter, like, or something?
No, like respect where you're smoking. Like, just be like, we're smoking here again. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Well, I always smoke in the same place, so it's not like...
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, wherever you go, or if, like, someone invites you out or something. I don't know. I mean, bitch, just respect the fucking location you're smoking at. Whether it's a house, bedroom. Talking about it
like that, like, respect the location, meaning, like, don't be a dick and then just ash your ash wherever, especially if you're in a house.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Ask where there's an ash. Ask if they have an ashtray. Jesus Christ.
Ashtray.
And if you're, like, in the woods or outside and you're smoking, don't just fucking throw your blunts or your blunt wraps or your wrappers or anything. Don't throw it out. Be respectful. Right. Especially because we're going to touch up on climate change again. Don't be that person littering. We don't like a litter bug. I will yell at people I know because I don't like yelling at strangers. But I would yell at people I know that if they litter, I will get on their ass and make them pick it up and throw it away.
Period.
Period, Pookie.
No. We're not getting into that.
That's what I call Gracie. Period, Pookie.
This bitch. Not the Pookie.
All right, I have another one.
Okay.
Don't ruin the trip. And this goes back to the stoner etiquette of don't be that person, okay?
Oh.
Don't be that person that ruins the trip.
What do you mean? Like
the, well, acid, shrooms, weed. Don't be that person, like, that freaks people out, like, that makes them get scared and, like, freak out and, like, oh, my God, and just freak them out, like, and make the whole vibe change. Like a
negative
change.
Nancy shit, yeah.
Don't be that fucking person. And also, like... Don't be the person that ruins the vibe because they're tripping out. Like, if you feel yourself tripping out, go to a secluded area and try to calm yourself down, especially with your fucking drug guide. You know, there's someone has to be sober to take care of you. Especially if you're, like, in a whole group of fucking people.
And if there isn't one, then be that person, you know?
Yeah, you're going to have to sober yourself, but... Don't be that person that ruins the trip. That's the worst person. Like, when Cassandra, she got her bad trip, she went to the room and she secluded herself from everybody because she didn't want everybody to have a bad trip because there was a lot of us. Like,
God damn.
Especially for COVID, I was kind of scared, but there was quite a few of us, you know, doing shrooms.
Hot dog.
And she didn't want to ruin the vibe. And I was like, okay, well... I can't take care of you because my vibe's going to get ruined.
Right. You're both going to be scared.
Yeah.
No, but we don't like that person. Mm-hmm. We don't like that. Don't be that.
Yep. That's all I have for our story.
Shame. I'm just kidding.
That was enough. That was enough.
No, that was good. What? That was good. I mean, thankfully, I haven't had anyone like that to ruin my, like, trip or high. My high or anything. Yeah. So, thankfully, but
not I don't hard. Know. Is that all you have for stoner etiquette today?
That's all I have.
You want to get into our last topic?
What is it?
Grinds my gears.
Oh, I'm grinding.
That's
the grinding of the gears.
That's the grinding of the gears. Remember SpongeBob and his brain? He's just running all over the place. That's what happens. Yes. When people piss me off, they're looking at the good comebacks. No, I'm just kidding.
You're stupid. Okay, grind my gears. Let's get this because I have one.
Dropping all the keef.
Oof. Fuck.
In the beginning of 2021, I had moved all my keef. Okay, so in California, they would like, in the dispensaries where you can... I don't know, like, where they pick out, where they put the weed in the containers in front of you.
Okay,
The little medicine bottles or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I had moved all my keef from 2020. I saved that bitch up. Mm-hmm. All 2020, I didn't use it. I didn't use the keef. So I put it in those little medicine containers to save it.
Oh, no.
And I had it in my pocket when we were smoking. Because like, fuck it, I could just, like, sprinkle a little bit and then close it. And I just put it in my pocket. So I had just gotten my roller skates. And I was, like, skating around Cassandra's house. And I fucking that was a different time. I was trying to shuffle when I had the keef in my pocket. I was trying to shuffle because one of Cassandra's friends was like, oh, like, I miss the shuffling days. I wish we could shuffle. Oh, and I was like, I know how to shuffle, my fat ass. And I was trying to fucking shuffle, but I was wearing, like, this long-ass trench coat. You know that big-ass one, the jean one that mom lets us wear? Like, everybody wears it. I was wearing that. So my legs couldn't fucking move because the sweater was passing my knees. So I fucking fall straight on my ass. And since that jacket was so big, like, it just happened to be on my ass. I fucking sat on it. It fucking popped and just...
Oh, you fucking Keith bitch.
Keith was everywhere.
Oh, hell no.
1 year of Keith.
Oh, yeah, see? I'm like, no!
And bitch, the Keith that I have in the grinder now is the Keith that I've saved up since that moment. Oh, shit. I have it like...
She doesn't like replenish.
Replenish! Like, please! Please! I don't even use it. I forget about it sometimes.
That's great. That's great.
Dropping the keef or using the keef without asking anybody.
That's disrespectful. Get out of my house.
Like,
get out of my
especially
house.
Especially to me. To me? You're going to take my keef and not ask? Like my 2-year-old keef?
All right, bitch. I think it's time to smoke it.
Bitch. Maybe in the next episode. Yeah.
Okay, anyways. All right, I got one because work sucks. No, I'm just kidding, I love work, but it's the Bebe kids and the pushover parents.
Oh,
like,
God.
You know how the fucking the
like be better parents.
Yes, but no, but yes, you know, for like this guy, oh my God, his son comes in or whatever and just straight fucking like yelling at his dad, and the dad's like, yeah, you know, no, I'm good. We were checking them in and, what do you call it? The son was like yelling, kind of yelling at the dad, like, put your book down and pay attention. And I was like,
what the hell?
Yeah. And the dad's like, oh, okay. He puts the book. I was like, oh hell no. You're catching these fucking yes.
It's these like, fucking white people.
I don't know. I was just like, okay.
Actually, no. I've seen some Mexicans that are pushovers. The Mexicans at the restaurants, that's when they're pushovers.
Are they really ill?
Yes, because they just let their kids do whatever they want. Like, run they're sitting up in the booth, and they're going to let their kids just walk all around on the fucking
thing. Are you? Oh, hell no.
Let them fucking run around the table while I'm passing the food. We have this night where we have the trivia person and plays, you know, games or whatever.
Yeah.
And this specific day was, like, super busy. And there's people walking up to take their answers. There's, you know, us servers trying to take people their food and, you know.
Yeah.
Just people walking around everywhere. And there was this table closest to the lady that was doing the trivia game.
Oh, and shit.
These kids were just fucking running circles around the table, and the mom and the dad weren't saying anything, and they were with with like their friend or something.
Yeah,
so they were just like talking like all into the conversation, like,
is this paying attention to you guys? Yeah, like,
and not only that, like, I'm carrying drinks.
Oh hell no.
I'm carrying a tray full of drinks trying to get from A to B, and there's this kid in my fucking way that I can't see.
I'll trip.
And
you.
If I fucking trip over this, who's gonna get in trouble? Because the kid is hurt.
Yeah.
The kid, because I'm not going to let anybody fucking yell at me. I wish they fucking would.
Exactly. Period.
The other day.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Flashback. It's 2020. COVID is happening. Someone finds a hair in their cup at Del Taco. They come and tell me, and I'm like, I'm sorry, ma'am. You found a hair in your cup. Like, I can get you a new cup of ice. And it was just free. She got 3 free cups of ice. And I was like, I can give you another 3. She's like, you're calling me a liar? And I was like, in my head, I was like, well, I'm not calling you a truther. Anyways, so this bitch gets mad, hops the counter, punched me in the face.
Oh, yeah, and
I fucking get punched in the face at Del Taco while I'm working my shift.
Oh, yeah, bitch, I remember that.
Don't be fooled, guys. I did handle my shit, and I did fight back, but she punched me first, and that's why I said that. Anyways, so, you know, trauma, whatever, you know.
Trauma, right? Yes, of course.
The other day, I was getting this lady's order. And I give her an iced tea, and she goes, there's a hair in this cup. Can I get a new one? And I turned around so fucking quick. Like, she couldn't see my hands, but they were flinched. Like, I felt like Arthur.
Oh, shit.
Like was, I had this fucking,
guys.
Like,
she was ready.
Fucking closed fist, bitch. Ready. I was like, huh? Like, I straight up wanted to, like, hop the counter first.
She did that, and she did that anime side look, like,
huh? What did they say?
None.
Yeah, bitch. I
literally fucking, that was her.
I fucking just instantly flashed back to that moment, and I was like, "Excuse me." She's like, "Yeah, there's a hair in this cup," and I was like, "Oh my god!" Like, I'm so like, I was so hesitant. I was like, "I'm so sorry."
She was ready to fight.
I can get you another one. She's like, "Yeah, like that's fine. Can you give me another one?" And I was like, "Okay." I thought I was gonna have to fight someone.
PTSD.
And ever since I had told my coworkers that story, they always like, "Shut up, Belle, before I hop the counter and fight you." I'm like, "You don't want these hands."
Right, period.
So I told him, I was like, "Bitch, I got PTSD." And he was like, "Aww. Belle, you were gonna hop the counter." I was like, "Dude, you don't even understand." Like, I was so flinched. I was ready. This time I was ready, bitch. The first bitch sucker punched me. Like, I didn't know. Yeah. I hope she has a bad life. I hope nothing horrible happens to her, but I hope she is not liking the life
stripping.
She lives.
I hope she's stripping all the time.
Oh, yes.
Straight on her face.
I hope nothing's wrong with her baby, but her baby's crying all the time.
Just to cry.
I hope she gets to work.
I hope she stops her
toe. I hope she drives all the way to work and realizes... And they tell her that she's fired, basically. Oh. I wish she would waste that gas to work and then find out she's fired.
Right.
I hope she does step on a Lego.
No,
fuck that bitch!
No, not step on a Lego, stubs her toes.
Both of them. Hope she steps on a Lego, and because of that, she stubs her toe. And not only on nothing, on the fucking metal rail of the bed. I hope that specific part.
God damn.
And not any toe, her pinky.
God damn.
The worst one.
The worst one. Well, that
I fucking hate you.
I hope she stubs both her toe. Her toe. Toes. Stubs.
I hope.
Anyway. Okay.
I think that's all I have to.
Yeah, that's all I have for today, guys. Oops, shit.
You have to say it in an English accent.
I can't say it in
you
English accent.
You have to
accent.
Say it in
bye,
English
Bye, guys.
Accent.
Bye. I'm just this bitch.
Okay, bye.
Or fucking Peppa Pig, you know, where the friend just go click. Just fucking straight. That's it. Bye. Click.
Wait. Before we end this episode, I have something to say.
I love you.
I'm just kidding. No. Hold on. Once I make my move, you're free to check the Kang.
Ron, no. You can't. There must be another way.
What is it?
Oh, shit.
Did you mess up? Anyway, do the fucking ending script. You ruined it.
Aw, fuck you. Whatever. Okay, so that is it for guys. For guys.
Yep, that's it for guys.
That's it. Okay.
That's it for you. So follow us on our socials. We can't talk today.
Nope. Make follow sure us on the grams. You know, the
make
Instas.
Sure to check out our website, higherthoughts.com, where you can access these episodes. We're too high
for this. Bye.
Bye. You were a summer and after fall.